F9, 20 Dangerous Days. Over 150 years ago, mail passengers going southwest on the Butterfield Overland Mail stages were instructed to take along a rifle and 100 cartridges, a revolver and about a kilogram, 2 pounds of shot, a knife and a sheath. More than once, the passengers needed these weapons to fend off bandit attacks. A trip across country on this stage line was both dangerous and uncomfortable. John Butterfield's first stage was a Concord spring wagon, which could carry only 4 passengers and 270 kilograms, 600 pounds, of mail. Later, coaches could seat as many as 9 inside and 10 outside. For the privilege of crouching inside or clinging precariously on the top of the swaying, bouncing coach, each passenger paid about $200. It cost less for the eastward trip. Over 20 grueling days were required to make the trip from St. Louis through Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico to California. Stage stations stood from 13 to 14 kilometers, 8 to 25 miles, apart, and the weaker travelers often stayed over at one of these stations to recuperate. They continued on the next stage. In the heyday of the company, more California-bound letters went by Butterfield Overland Mail stages than by ships. What eventually halted the stages was not bumps, bandits, or hardships, but the war between the states. The line's southerly route spelled the doom of the first overland stage, bringing it to an end.